This is the Sakar Murli of the 21st of March 2025. Essence, sweet children, you have to purify the entire world with the power of yoga. By conquering Maya with the power of yoga, you can become the conquerors of the world. Question: what is the father's part? On what basis have you children recognized that part? Answer: the father's part is to remove everyone's sorrow and bestow happiness on them, to release everyone from the chains of Ravan. The night of devotion ends when the father comes. The father himself gives you his own introduction and also the introduction of his property. By knowing the one Father, you come to know everything. Song: you are the mother and you are the father. Om Shanti. You children have understood the meaning of Om Shanti. The Father has explained that each of you is a soul and that you have the main parts in this world drama. Who has these parts? Souls adopt bodies and act out their parts. So, he is now making you children soul conscious. You have been body conscious for so long. Now consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. Our Baba has now come, according to the drama plan. The Father comes in the night. There is no date or time recorded of when he comes. There is a date and time of those who take a physical birth. That one is the Parlokic Father. He doesn't take a physical birth. They give the date and time, etc., of the birth of Sri Krishna. For that one, Shiva, it is said that he takes a divine birth. The Father enters this one and tells us that this is an unlimited drama. In this drama, half the cycle is the night. I come when it is the night, when there is extreme darkness. There is no date or time for that. At present, devotion too is Tamopradan. For half a cycle, it is an unlimited day. The Father himself says, I have entered this one. It says in the Gita, God speaks. However, no human being can be God. Sri Krishna is also with divine virtues. This is a world of human beings. It is not a world of deities. It is sung salutations to the deity Brahma. He is a resident of the subtle region. You children know that there is no flesh or bones there. There is a subtle white shadow of light. When souls are in the incorporeal world, they neither have subtle bodies nor bodies of bones. No human being knows any of this. Only the Father comes and tells you all of this. It is only you Brahmins and no one else who listen to this. The Brahmin clan only exists in Bharat, and that can only be when the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, establishes the Brahmin religion through Prajapita Brahma. He shouldn't be called the creator. It is not that he creates a new creation. He simply rejuvenates it. You call out to him, O Baba, come into this impure world and make us pure. He is now making you pure. You then purify this world with the power of yoga. By conquering Maya, you become the conquerors of the world. The power of yoga is also called the power of science. Rishis and munis, etc. want peace, but they don't know the meaning of peace. Here you definitely need to play your parts. The land of silence is your sweet home of silence. You souls now know that your home is the land of silence. We have come here to play our parts. They also call out to the Father, O Purifier, Remover of Sorrow, Bestower of Happiness, come and release us from these chains of Ravan. Devotion is the night, and this knowledge is the day. When the night comes to an end, there is victory for this knowledge. This is a play about happiness and sorrow. You now know that in the beginning you were in heaven, that you gradually came down and then reached hell. No one knows when the Iron Age will end or when the Golden Age will begin. By coming to know the Father, you come to know everything from him. People stumble around so much in their search for God. They don't know the Father. Only when he himself comes and gives his own introduction and the introduction of his property can they know him. The inheritance is received from the father, not from the mother. This one is also called Mama, the mother, but you do not receive the inheritance from her. You mustn't remember her. Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar are also the children of Shiva. No one knows this either. Only the one Father is the creator of the entire unlimited world. All others are his creation. They are limited creators. The Father now tells you, children, remember me and your sins will be absolved. Human beings do not know the Father, and so whom would they remember? Therefore the Father says, they have become complete orphans. This too is fixed in the drama. Both in devotion and in this knowledge, the most elevated act is the giving of donations. On the path of devotion, people donate in the name of God. For what? They definitely do have some desire. They understand that whatever act they perform, they will receive the fruit of that in the next birth. Whatever they do in their present birth, they will receive the fruit of that in their next birth. They will not receive it for birth after birth. They only receive the fruit for one birth. The best act is to donate. A donor is called a charitable soul. Bharat is said to be a great donor. They don't give as many donations in other lands as they do in Bharat. The Father too comes and donates to you children, and you children then donate to the Father. It is said, Baba, when you come, we will give you everything, bodies, minds and wealth. We have no one but you. The Father says, I too only have you children. You call me Heavenly God the Father, that is, the one who establishes heaven. I come and give you the sovereignty of heaven. You children give everything to me, saying, Baba, all of this is yours. On the path of devotion, you also used to say, Baba, all of this has been given to us by you. Then, when it is used up, you become unhappy. That is the temporary happiness of devotion. The Father explains, on the path of devotion, You used to give donations and perform charity indirectly. You continued to receive the fruit of that. Now, at this present time, I explain to you the significance of action, sinful action, and neutral action. Whatever actions you performed on the path of devotion, you received the temporary happiness of that through me. No one else in the world knows these things. Only the Father comes and tells you the deep points of the philosophy of karma. No one carries out any bad acts in the Golden Age. There is happiness and only happiness there. People remember heaven as a land of happiness. Everyone is now sitting in hell, but nevertheless, even then they say that so-and-so went to heaven. Souls like heaven so much. It is the soul that says, so-and-so went to heaven. However, because souls are now Tamo Pradhan, they do not know what heaven is or what hell is. The Unlimited Father says, all of you have become so Tamo Pradhan. You do not know this drama. You understand that the world cycle turns, and so it must definitely turn identically. People say this simply for the sake of saying it. It is now the confluence age. There is praise of only this one confluence age. The kingdom of the deities lasts for half of each cycle. Then, where does that kingdom disappear to? Who conquers it? No one knows this. The Father says, Ravan conquers it. They have then shown a war between the deities and the devils. The Father now explains, you are defeated by the five vices of Ravan, and you then also gain victory over Ravan. You were worthy of worship, and you then became worshippers. You became impure. Therefore you were defeated by Ravan. It is because Ravan is your enemy that you have been burning his effigy all this time. However, you didn't know this. The Father now explains, you became impure because of Ravan. These vices are called Maya. Those who conquer Maya become the conquerors of the world. Ravan is your oldest enemy. You now gain victory over these five vices by following Srimat. The Father has come to make you victorious. This is a game. Those who lose to Maya lose everything, and those who win against Maya win everything. Only the Father enables you to win. This is why he is called the Almighty Authority. Ravan too is no less of an Almighty Authority. But because he causes sorrow, he isn't praised. Ravan is very evil. He snatches your kingdom away. You now understand how you lose it and how you win it back. Souls also want peace. I want to return to my home. Devotees remember God. But because their intellects are like stone, they do not understand that God is the Father and that they must therefore surely receive the inheritance from him. You definitely do receive it, but you don't know when you receive it or how you then lose it. The Father says, I sit in this body of Brahma and explain to you. I too need physical organs. I do not have physical organs of my own. There are sense organs in the subtle region too. You walk and move around just as they do in a silent movie. Those movies and talkies emerged, and so the father finds it easy to explain. They have physical power, whereas you have the power of yoga. If those two brothers, Russia and America, were to come together, they could rule the whole world. However, at present, they are divided. You children should have the pure pride of silence. You conquer the world with silence and on the basis of Man above. They have pride in science, whereas you have pride in silence, in which you consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. It is by having this remembrance that you become Satopradhan. Baba shows you a very easy method for this. You know that Shiv Baba has come in order to give you children your inheritance of heaven once again. Whatever iron-aged bondages you have, the Father says, forget them. Even donate your five vices to me. You have been saying, mine, mine, for a long time. My husband, my this, my that. Forget all of it. Whilst seeing everything, do not have any attachment to anything. Baba only explains these things to you children. Those who do not know the Father cannot understand this language. The Father comes and changes ordinary humans into deities. Deities exist in the Golden Age. There are ordinary human beings in the Iron Age. Even now, there are still signs of the deities. There are images. You call me the purifier. I do not become degraded. You say we were pure, and we then became degraded and impure. Now you have to come and purify us so that we can return to our home. This is spiritual knowledge. These are the imperishable jewels of this knowledge. This knowledge is new. I now teach you this knowledge and tell you the secrets of the Creator and the beginning, the middle, and the end of creation. This is now an old world. Remove all your attachment from everyone, including your friends, relatives, and even your own bodies. You children now have to give everything to the Father. The Father then gives you the sovereignty of heaven for 21 births. Giving and taking take place. The Father gives you your fortune of the kingdom for 21 births. People speak of 21 births, 21 generations. It means that you have a full life for 21 births. There you do not shed your body in middle age. There is no untimely death. You become immortal and the masters of the land of immortality. Death never comes to you there. You are now making effort to die. The Father says, renounce all your bodily relationships, including those with your own bodies, and have all your relationships with the One Father. You now have to go into relationships of happiness. You will continue to forget any bondages of sorrow. Whilst living at home with your families, you have to become pure. The Father says, constantly remember me alone, and along with that, imbibe divine virtues as well. Become like these deities. This is your aim and objective. Lakshmi and Narayan were the masters of heaven. How did they claim that kingdom? Where did they then go? No one knows this. You children now have to imbibe these divine virtues. Never cause sorrow for anyone. The Father is the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness. Therefore, you have to show everyone this path to happiness. That is, you have to become sticks for the blind. The Father has now given each of you a third eye of this knowledge. You now know how the Father plays his part. Everything the Father teaches you now will later disappear. Deities don't have this knowledge. Only you Brahmins, you mouth-born children of Brahma, know this knowledge of the Creator and creation. No one else can know this. If Lakshmi and Narayan had had this knowledge, it would mean that it continues from the very beginning of time. There is no need for this knowledge, because everyone there is in a state of salvation. You now donate everything to the Father, and the Father then gives you everything for 21 births. No one else can make such a donation. You know that you have to give everything. Baba, all of this belongs to you. You are everything for us. You are the mother and the father. He plays his part. He adopts us children and then he himself teaches us. Then he himself becomes our guru and takes us back home. He says, "Remember me and you will become pure. I will then take you back home with me." This sacrificial fire that has been created is the sacrificial fire of this knowledge of Shiva. You sacrifice your bodies, minds, and wealth in this. You surrender everything in happiness. Only souls remain. Baba, we will now only follow your Srimat. The Father says, whilst living at home with your families, you have to become pure. When someone reaches the age of 60, he makes preparations to go into the stage of retirement, but he doesn't make preparations to return home. You now receive this mantra from the Satguru, Manman above. God speaks, "Remember me, and your sins will be absolved. Tell everyone it is now the age of retirement for all of you. Remember Shiv Baba. You now have to return to your home. Acha." To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bhaktata. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Make your soul Satupradhan by removing all your iron-aged bondages of karma from your intellect and by donating the five vices. Maintain the pure pride of silence. 2. Use your body, mind and wealth in a worthwhile way by sacrificing them with happiness into this sacrificial fire of Rudra. Give everything to the Father at this present time and claim your kingdom from the Father for 21 births. Blessing. May you be a charitable soul with self-respect by renouncing any trace of bossiness. The children who have self-respect are bestowers who give everyone respect. A bestower means one who is merciful and who would not have even the slightest thought of bossiness towards any soul. Why is this like this? You should not have done this. It should not be like this. Does knowledge say this? All of these things are traces of bossiness in a subtle form. However, charitable souls with self-respect will uplift those who have fallen and enable them to be cooperative. They would never think that someone is suffering the consequences of his own actions, or that someone who does something will definitely receive the result of it and should fall. You children cannot have such thoughts. Slogan: The specialities of contentment and happiness enable you to experience the flying stage. Avyakt signal: Adopt the culture of truth and good manners. The sign of the power of truth is fearlessness. It is said, when there is truth, the soul dances. That is, because those who have the power of truth are constantly carefree and fearless, they continue to dance in happiness. When your sanskars and thoughts are weak, that weakness will bring about upheaval in your mind. Therefore, first of all, sacrifice your subtle weaknesses into the imperishable yagya of Rudra. Om Shanti.